In my practice, I only recommend raw dairy products to my patients.
Naturopathic practitioner Michelle Menzel tells a state legislative panel that also goes for her family.
Raw milk was a huge part of my own healing, as well as my son, who had frequent bronchitis, frequent high fevers, and this changed his little world.
Joanna Francisco credits raw milk with the good health of her four kids, too.
In the amount of time that we've been using raw milk, we haven't had any sickness. In fact, our kids haven't been to the doctor in, I think, 8 years.
These moms don't mind driving to the state capitol to testify at an interim study over whether the state should allow the delivery of raw milk. They're used to going out of their way for milk. Way out. It's easy to find at any grocery store, but that's all been heated to kill microbes and bacteria. And since it's illegal to deliver raw milk in Oklahoma, getting a hold of some means driving to a dairy farm, like LR Family Farm near Stroud. Donald Ray herds 5 cows into LR's milking parlor, and they all eagerly assume the position.
These cows actually love this.
Yeah.
The milk is piped from the udder to a vat in the next room where it's cooled, passes through a short hose, and into my glass.
Since you got the glass, I'll fill the hose.
Hmm.
Oh, so good.
It is sweet. You don't expect the sweetness.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one to drive more than 80 miles to get this milk.
But I've had people from Norman come up and box 4, 5, 6 gallons at a time. I've had people from Oklahoma City, Nuwala, Bristow, Stroud, all the surrounding areas.
He says he'd be more than happy to get a cooler and bring raw milk to his customers, or at least meet them halfway. State Representative Ken Walker hears that from a number of producers. It's why he asked for the legislative study.
There is a consumer base for raw milk. More and more folks are going back to the way it used to be, buying things organic, growing their own.
But Blaine Arthur at the State Department of Agriculture says there's a reason for caution here. Pasteurized milk is practically 100% safe. There are no guarantees with raw milk.
There are things like E. coli, 0157, Campylobacter. There's also Salmonella, Listeria, Tuberculosis, Brucella. I mean, those are things, since there is no pasteurization, that I think consumers really want to be knowledgeable about the product that they're choosing to purchase.
She says seeing the barns, the cows, the equipment makes for a more fully informed consumer.
The important thing regarding raw milk is that those consumers who are choosing raw milk go out to that producer's place to see the place, see what it looks like, so that they're comfortable.
That's currently the only way to get it in Oklahoma, and potential customers are on their own when it comes to tracking some down for themselves. Because for now at least, producers aren't allowed to advertise raw milk either. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.